This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The hardliner who runs Iran's judiciary is now going to be its next president. We get more from AP's John Gambrell.
Ibrahim Raisi won 17.8 million votes out of the 28.6 million cast in Friday's election. That dominates the other three candidates. Two of them were hardliners, and the other one was the former central bank chief of Iran's relatively moderate president, Hassan Rouhani. Now, Raisi's win signifies a major victory for hardliners who've taken control of both the Iranian parliament as well as now the presidency. John Gambrell in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Myanmar has rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. The foreign ministry statement released Saturday said the resolution was based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The UN General Assembly passed the non-binding resolution Friday. It called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. It also called on the military to restore the country's democratic transition and condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover. Myanmar's military ousted its civilian government February 1st in a dispute over last November's elections. Since then, hundreds of people have died in confrontations between the junta and demonstrators seeking restoration of the civilian rule. Authorities in Alabama say a suspected tornado spurred by Tropical Storm Claudette demolished or badly damaged at least 50 homes in a small town just north of the Florida border. Forecasters expect Claudette to bring heavy rains to a wide area as it makes its way toward the U.S. East Coast. Visit voanews.com.